All right, everyone, welcome back to another weekly podcast of the men's and women's soccer coverage for Robert Morris University called Penalty Kicks. I am Owen Krepps, and I am joined by absolutely no one this week, so it'll just be me. Both women's and men's soccer had two games this week, or since last Tuesday, which is when we recorded our last podcast. Women's soccer will start off with women's. They started their conference games this past week. They were 1-1 overall in conference games. They're now 3-9 overall, and they won their first conference game against Wagner on Friday and lost versus Central Connecticut Sunday. And they're set to play Fairleigh Dickinson in New Jersey Sunday at 4. So we'll start off with the Wagner game. It was really nice to see the first win since 2015 in conference play for our ladies. It was a Friday afternoon win at home, so it's good to start off the weekend with a good afternoon game and good weather and a good win. Christina Kelly and Jane Schleicher had the two goals in the 2-1 win. Christina Kelly getting back on the board. Her first goal of the season, I believe. Jane Schleicher now has 9 goals this year. Starting goaltenders were Sydney Bruckner and Katie Viscardi. Goal number one for the season, yes. Christina Kelly had the first goal of her season, assisted by Bailey Farabaugh. It came 6 minutes into the game, and it's nice to get a good start to a conference game. First shot on goal was by the opposing team. And aside from a couple offside penalties and fouls, the first goal of the game was scored by Wagner by Maria Nunez, her first goal of the year, assisted by Luisa Barone. So Wagner scored first, and Christina Kelly answered 6 minutes in. It was 46 seconds into the game when Wagner scored, and it's nice to see a good response by our Colonials, especially from Christina Kelly. Usually the offense is led by Jane Schleicher. She's had a couple games where the opposing team has scored, and she would just take the charge immediately right after and go in and score herself. So Christina Kelly, though, getting the goal, her first of the year, assisted by Bailey Farabaugh. I hope I'm saying that correctly. And it's good to see some secondary scoring. But Jane Schleicher did score 29 minutes in, her number ninth goal of the season, and that would be all the scoring left. Couple substitutions and shots and saves, but other than that, a 2-1 win for our Colonials. Robert Morris outshot Wagner 19-3, 12 on goal and 1 on goal for Wagner, so not a busy night for Robert Morris goaltending. Jane Schleicher had 10 shots on goal, or 10 shots and 9 on goal, which is insanely impressive, especially since she only scored one of those. Like I said, Wagner only had one shot on net coming from Maria Nunez, and Jane to have 10, 8 on goal, and a goal is just shows you how much she really does lead this team and how much of her presence is just how she is just the force that drives this team's offense. So, an analysis of this game, it does show persistence. The early goal scored 46 seconds in. It shows persistence to come back. Christina Kelly with a goal roughly six minutes in to get the game knotted up, and then eventually Jane will score later to get the team a win. But Wagner, it's a struggling team. Their record is 1-8-0. after the game, and obviously it's good to get the first win of the conference. Like I said before, it's good to get secondary scoring from Christina Kelly, her first goal of the season. Her and Jane Schleicher are beginning to find the chemistry that they've had in years past, and it's good to see her to get on the board. In my opinion, Robert Morris had a couple of penalty kicks, hence the name of the show, and in my opinion, they could have scored more. Robert Morris had another game. It was this week, and it was against Central Connecticut, where they unfortunately lost 1-0. They were outshot 19-3. Sydney Bruckner did have great goaltending, though. She made 10 saves out of the 11 shots on goal she faced. The only goal coming from Charlotte Marner in the 27th minute of the game. And let's look up some stats. 15-2 on shots. Robert Morris having the two. Central Connecticut being they have a winning record of 7-1-2, and they only won 1-0, but they could have been more. Sydney Bruckner, great goaltending, kept the team in the game. Another home game. 15 shots on net for Central Connecticut. So Sydney Bruckner being really the only story of this game. Robert Morris' offense really wasn't there. Two shots, none on goal. 10 saves from Bruckner. Really, Central Connecticut was just controlling this game. They had 8 corner kicks and 1 goal, and that was all that they would need. So what we see from this game is the team, Central Connecticut is a very good team, but to not get a single shot on net, it just shows how Robert Morris's women's soccer has struggled this season to find, let alone find the back of the net, or to get shots, let alone find the back of the net. They did get solid goaltending from Bruckner. Megan Dinatelli, I hope I'm saying that right, Dinatelli. She even made a save as a defender. And in the post-game interview, John Kowalski even said, we need to connect to our forwards better from our midfielders. Get the ball up to Jane and Christina so that they can work their offense. And speaking of Jane, it's the time of the show where we talk about Jane and how amazing she has been. She's beginning to find more chemistry with Christina Kelly, like we said earlier, Christina getting her first goal of the year. Jane now has 9 goals and 18 points in 12 games, which is phenomenal. Obviously leading our team in goals, 9 goals in 12 games, that's amazing. Kelly Rosensteel has 3 points, 1 goal, 1 assist, and Christina Kelly, 1 goal for 2 points. Christina Kelly has 15 shots on net, so it's not like she's not trying, she's getting good shots, but Jane Schleicher has 46 shots and 32 on goal throughout the entirety of the season so far. So that just shows you how hard she is working to get the offensive chances, to get goals, to get her team to win. Jane is now second in points per game all time at Robert Morris. She is first in goals per game for the single season rankings for 2018. She's already passed all of her goal totals from her previous years, and she has 44 points in her career as of right now, and she's continuing to climb up the record sheets in Robert Morris women's soccer, and in my opinion is going to go down as one of the best women's soccer players of all time that we've had at this school. We can talk about her all day. She's just been phenomenal leading the team, and it's really going to show how much of a factor she is to this team when she leaves next year and the team will be without her. Speaking of the future, next game for women's soccer is against Fairleigh Dickinson in New Jersey, Sunday at 4. The team, Fairleigh Dickinson, is 2-6-3 overall. Their last game was a tie against Mount St. Mary's in double overtime. Robert Morris will play Mount St. Mary's next Friday. So scouting Fairly Dickinson, like I said, 2-6-3 overall, have the one tie. That was their only conference game so far. They're somewhat of a struggling team. I think this is a perfect team that you can compare Robert Morris to. These teams are very similar. However, Fairly Dickinson has five different players that have goals. Victoria Misseljek has 7 points, 3 goals, and 1 assist. Sophia Albertson has 2 goals and 5 points. So five different players have goals. It's a lot different than the three on our team that have goals, being Jane, Christina, and I believe Sydney Jane and Kelly Rosenstiel. So I think these two are evenly matched teams. Fairly Dickinson currently, their shot statistics, they've only scored 8 out of their 119 shots attempts, which, I mean, every team's going to have like a stat like that, but only 8 goals on the season. Jane has 9, so that's just a comparison. So, in my opinion, this game is going to be a very close game. The two are evenly matched. Both are struggling, and both have some offensive talent, but Robert Morris and this and Fairly Dickinson have struggling offenses, but they have somewhat deep of scoring. I think Christina Kelly and Jane Schleicher will both score goals for the Colonials. Sophia Albertson and Victoria Misseljek will score goals for the Blue Devils. And I predict that this game in New Jersey will be a 2-2 tie. I know it doesn't sound like it's very exciting if it's going to be a tie, but 4 goals in a soccer game is pretty exciting. So, yes, we'll see if that prediction is right come next week. All right, we're going to switch gears over here to men's soccer and a quick recap of all their games. They lost 4-1 at Duquesne Wednesday of last week, and Saturday and the weekend they won 1-0 against Howard. So they're now 2-6-1 overall, and their conference games are coming up. They're set to play Bryant Friday at 3 in Rhode Island, and that'll start their conference games. So the Duquesne game, I inaccurately predicted that it would be a 1-0 Robert Morris win. Turns out it was a 5-goal game and a 4-1 loss for the Colonials. Duquesne is now 2-3-1 after the win. RMU's only goal came from Owen Pierce. It's actually the first goal of the game. Robert Morris was outshot 21-6, so not a lot of help for Winter Fondy back there. It was a very physical game. There was 18 yellow cards for the Colonials, I believe, and 13 for Duquesne. A 4-1 loss, 21 shots for Duquesne, 6 for Robert Morris, 8 on goal for Duquesne, and 4 on goal for Robert Morris. The fouls I mentioned earlier, 13 for Robert Morris and 18 for Duquesne. Still, it's a lot. Total amount there is pretty high for a soccer game. I wasn't at the game because it was at Duquesne, but I assume it was a very physical game. The first goal came from Owen Pierce 16 minutes into the game, assisted by Matt Cilio. His second goal of the year. It's good to see him continuing his offensive pace and getting his second goal of the year. A couple of yellow cards in there. And Duquesne then answered with Rob Diamond scoring a goal 37 minutes in. And that would be it for until halftime. And then Duquesne just piled on the offense. 47 minutes again, minutes in, Noah Mehta scores. 61 minutes in, and then 63 minutes in, Menel Busquets scores, and then Rob Diamond gets another goal. So the consistent pressure from Duquesne was really what got the Colonials here. It's unfortunate that it was a 4-1 loss. I mean, a loss is a loss, no matter how big or small. And it looks like this team will go into the next game looking ready to regroup and see if they can go get their first win in the conference. And that was not the only game, though. They got a win against Howard, a 1-0 win, a shutout from Fondi. Kai Olgan had the lone goal, assisted by Zach Sherman from a throw-in. It was the last non-conference game of the season and the second win of the year at Howard. So Robert Morris being the better team in this, in my opinion at least, 11 shots on net, or 11 shots, 4 on net, Howard having 5 on net, 7 shots total. Winner Fondi making all of those saves, and Zach Sherman with the throw-in flick to Kai Olgan getting his first of the season. That happened late in the game in the second period, very late in the game, 75 minutes in, and that would be the equalizer, or not the only goal needed. So it was just a good win, good team win. Not much to say about this game. I'm obviously happy that our Colonials got a win, and hopefully they'll get another win going into their conference games. So what we take from this game, it was an evenly matched game. Colonials did come out as the better team, though, even though it was evenly matched, which is good. 11-7 in shots, like I said. Fondi, 5 saves, 9th career shutout. Shout out to him. Good team win, and it's exactly what the team wants. Next up, for men's soccer, they're set to play Bryant to start off their conference game. It's their third straight away game, as this takes place in Rhode Island Friday at 3. Bryant is winless. They are a 0-6-1 team. And for comparison, we just got the 1-0 win against Howard. They lost 2-1 back in August to Howard, and they only have 4 goals on the season. Their leading scorers, Charles DeSantis and Ben Williams, they both have 3 points, a goal, and 2 assists. And Jared Lee and Antonio Techeros are the other goal scorers, and 2 points each. So an 0-6-1 record, 4 goals on the season in total. I think the Colonials will be able to win this game. Back-to-back wins, in my opinion. Fondi will get the shutout. Zach Sherman and Owen Pierce will score a goal. Robert Morris will win 2-0. So those are my predictions. Sometimes my predictions don't always come true. This week I predicted that it'll be a 2-2 tie for our women's soccer game and a 2-0 win for our men's soccer game. Last week's prediction, I was correct on one and wrong on the other. I was correct in the win column. For women's soccer, their Wagner game prediction, I predicted a 3-0 win and a shutout for Robert Morris. The actual result was a 2-1 win for Robert Morris. I'm not upset, obviously, because we got the win. And then for men's, I predicted, like I said before, the Duquesne game would be a 1-0 Robert Morris win, a shutout for Fondi, and a goal by Zach Sherman was my prediction. I was completely wrong on this one. It was a 4-1 loss for the Colonials. It was a tough loss, but I think my prediction will be right this week. I did not have the, I did not predict the other games of women's soccer and men's soccer. I did not predict the Central Connecticut game or the Howard game. So that's why those aren't on my prediction list. We'll hope to get both of those wins this week for women's and men's soccer as they enter the conference games. That's pretty much all I guess I have, not we. There's no one else here today. That's pretty much all I have for today. Thank you guys for listening. Once again, Century Media, your source for sports recaps, live sports, everything you need to know, just everything. Sports, not even sports related, but news, arts and entertainment, everything like that. We pretty much have it all, Century Media. So Penalty Kicks records every week all throughout soccer season, and we'll hope to see you guys later then.